Gush Camp 1, July 12th, Morning Chapel.
The week's almost done. Can you believe it? Has it gone by fast or slow?
Fast.
Our days have been really, really full. And it's hard to imagine that we've done so much in each day. Yet, by the end of the week comes, it feels like it just was a blink of an eye. I hope you guys come back next summer. And I hope you bring a friend with you, because it's always more fun with friends. Well, this week we've talked a lot about kind of racing and running and what it means, right? Our theme is go. How are you, day campers? You having a good day?
Yeah.
Good. Well, our theme is go this week, and we learned a few things. The first thing that we learned is that we've got to show up to the race. We've got to show up. If we're gonna compete in the race, we've got to show up. And if we don't show up, guess what? We don't have any chance of winning the race. And just like we need to show up for a race, we need to show up and ask God into our lives. And we need to begin that relationship with Him. We need to decide that we are going to start. And then the second thing that we need to do, we learned, is that we need to train. Just because we decided that we're going to do a race, just because we decided we're going to have a relationship with Jesus, does not mean that we have arrived, that we know everything we need to know. And so we need to begin to train. And so we need a coach. We need somebody that can teach us how to pray, how to read the Bible, how to worship God, help us with those big decisions that are hard to make, and help us with big concepts and ideas that are in the Bible. So we need a coach. And we also need a coach that will help us and show us how to live our life for God. And who was Timothy's coach? Spiritual coach? Paul. You've got a good memory. Remember Paul? He was beat up and he was put into prison, all because he loved Jesus and he was preaching and telling others about God and how much he loved him. Okay? Well, after we do some training, we need to go. We can't just stay here, can we? We must go. And there's three things. We got to go. We've got to tell others about Jesus' love and how much he loves them. No matter what happens, he loves them unconditionally. And then the third thing is that we need to invite people to be with us and God. And we learned that there's places that we can do that are really good, like to church, or to summer camp, all right? Now, we also have this idea of getting up and trying again when things get messed up. Now, Chase talked a little bit about this last night. And there are times when we just get knocked over and it doesn't go the way we hoped for. Did Paul get knocked over? He was beaten up. He was put in prison. Do you think he got knocked over a little bit? And what did he do when he was in prison? Does anybody remember? Yeah, he was singing and praying, right? And all of a sudden, this big earthquake comes. The doors of the jail open up. And God did something amazing. Well, when we get up and we pick ourselves up off the ground, when we fall down, when we feel like we're getting kind of like, oh, it's hard to be a Christian. And we pick ourselves up and we dust ourselves off and say, Lord, give me the strength to praise you. Give me the strength to follow you. Just like Paul did. We will see some amazing things happen. And God will do some amazing things in our lives and in the lives of others. So we need to get up and try again. And get up and try again. And get up and try again. All right? And then when we get up and we try again, what did Paul do? Who did he talk to?
The Roman guard.
Yeah, the jailer. He got up and he says, well, I'm not done telling people about Jesus' love. I'm not done inviting them to be with me and God. I want to share with them how much God loves them. And so, the jailer learned about Jesus. He says, what must I do to be saved? Paul tells him, and his whole family was saved. Everybody in his house was baptized. And they were saved. Now, baptism isn't something that is part of being saved, but it shows, is a symbol of our life with Jesus. And we're going to see some baptisms later this summer at camp, which is going to be kind of neat. So we got to pick ourselves up and we got to go and tell and invite more people to be with Jesus. All right? All right, let's read our theme verse for this week. Matthew 28. Matthew chapter 28. Verse 19 and 20. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20. All right. Matthew chapter 28. Verse 19 to 20. When you found it, give me a big thumbs up. Excellent. Okay. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Are we ready? I'm going to read this. You can follow along in your Bible. Starting at verse 19. Therefore, let's hear it really loud. Therefore,
go!
Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So when you get knocked down and you're feeling kind of crummy, you can know that God is with you even to the very end. Even to the very end. So, you're going to go back to your cabins pretty soon. And I'd like you to talk to your cabin leaders about the difficulties that you have back home, whether it be at school or your home life or whatever it might be. The things that knock you down that you need God to help you with. And they're going to take some time and they're going to pray for each one of you. And they're going to pray that God will be with you, that you will know God's presence, and that you will be encouraged to get up and try again. And get up and try again when you feel like you've been knocked down. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, thank you for such a great week together. We thank you that you've been with us. You've been protecting us. You've been teaching us and encouraging us and challenging us. You are a good God. Be with my friends as they go to cabin time. Encourage them. Be with my friends, the cabin leaders, and give them the words and the thoughts for the campers' encouragement. In your name I pray. Amen.